At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
All right, man, we're live.
Man, hurry up. The eclipse. We got like 20 minutes till the eclipse.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
Scuba.
Well, I don't hear anything.
Yo.
There. No, mine
yo,
is.
Yo, check out my melody. Check. I want to live good. So I sell dope.
Can you turn my mic on? Check.
Rocket.
Check. There it is.
Just one button, man.
That's it. Everybody in here pressing buttons. But, dude, I mean, it is eclipse. We got 20 minutes. Let's go. I got to see the totality. Even though we're not in the totality path.
Ray, have you reached totality?
No. But I do find it funny. Maybe I just don't understand it. That people travel far and wide to see totality. Like when it was in Nashville, however many years ago, people traveled here. Like tons of people.
2019.
Was that what it was?
Baser had cancer in 2018. It was after that. I believe it was 2019. Me, Baser, BJ. At the time, Laura had a roommate because I was living on Belmont's campus. And her roommate and her roommate's friend watched it with us. That friend was also friends with Johansson, his ex-fiance. And she was at my apartment. I do not believe she watched the eclipse.
So Johansson watched it with you?
He did not, but he could have potentially.
Got it. I know it was me, my wife, my sister-in-law, my in-laws, and my aunt-in-law all came to Nashville to watch it, and we went to the park, and we were there, and then the clouds covered it, so we didn't get to see it. Yeah. But the funny part is a lot of people traveled to Austin, right outside of Austin, Burnet, Kingsland, Lake LBJ area, and now they're being told, like, people camped out. And people are being told to leave because of severe weather in the area. So they traveled all this way. They got their campsite set up. And they're being told to take down their stuff. I don't know why I find that funny. It sucks. But that's funny.
Bro, when I go to Vegas, when I go to the Bahamas, when I go to Turks, when I go on a cruise, you want to know the itinerary I have lined out? It's pretty damn solid. It's stout, if you will. These people base their entire itinerary around a 2-minute eclipse when you reach peak climax. Ray, have you climaxed? I mean, dude, these people, that's sad. It's a sad state of affairs.
Some people are in love with, they think it's cool to watch, I don't know what you call it, the stars, the moons, the planets, whatever. What is that terminology?
Yeah, but it's not the actual looking at it, it's not that actual moment. It's that it went dark out. It's that the animals were going a little bit crazy. I heard women get hornier.
I have not heard that.
Ray, I'm going to get home. See you later.
Well, no, my wife is all excited about it. The Texas Eclipse Festival in Burnet is now canceled due to a severe weather risk. Organizers of the music festival at Reveal Peak Ranch have asked attendees to leave promptly. Like, people were banking on this. They spent money to travel to go to all these events, and now it's going to be raining and severe weather.
You know what
that sucks.
Baser told me?
What?
She said, I'm not allowed to be on the road during the eclipse.
What?
She thinks people are going to freak out. So I guess I'm staying here until 2:30.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
My wife put some glasses in my backpack, and she said, here's an extra pair if you're with anybody during the eclipse. And I'm like,
Coach, what do you think my wife put in my bag?
I can't look at you.
Dude, bro, they're so dark, I can't even see you.
I got to be honest. I put them on earlier, and I thought there was like a peel that I needed to peel off because I couldn't see a damn thing. Like, I have no idea. I can't see. We look like idiots. I can't believe these little cardboard glasses protect my eyes to look up at the sun. There is just no way that is possible.
But also, dude, in all of technology, they could make them a little more comfortable, right? It's just
they're so uncomfortable.
We used to get better ones from boxes eating cereal growing up.
I mean, these things are so stupid. But they look, and you go around, and there's going to be people with these all on their faces looking up at the sky. And I'm glad. I'm happy for people. If this is what brings you happiness, I'm excited for
keep
you.
Keep yours on for the video.
How long do I need to keep them on?
We've got to get a 2-minute video for YouTube, Ray.
I mean,
hey, if we go on the street, tell me if this is a funny bit or not.
Yeah.
I was going to have you put those on, and then I was going to get in the Trailblazer, and I was going to kind of hit you. So it's like they're that dark, you can't even see. And then I hit you in the Trailblazer, and then if people around us think, but I wouldn't actually hurt you. It would just be like you can brace yourself, and then I would barely hit you.
I can see exactly where this is going, where the news story is. They were going to play a prank, and he accidentally got rolled up under the car.
No.
His shoe got stuck. I mean,
I wouldn't hurt you.
Doesn't sound like a great plan to me.
But just funny enough for a YouTube video.
Okay, how about I hit you with the Trailblazer?
Dude, leave the house, and Baser said, don't forget your glasses.
Wait, what about me hit you with the Trailblazer?
Well, I mean, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
It'd be funnier, though, because you're the more known member of The Big Show.
It's sort of like in high school when I was bending to get something out of my trunk, like I had the trunk open, and Tommy Wise decided he thought it'd be pretty funny to hit me with his car, and he crushed my legs between my bumper and his bumper.
So you think that's what would happen?
I don't know. Luckily, I didn't get hurt, but I was like, how dumb are you? And he's like, oh, I thought it'd be funny.
Is this how they go on?
I can't see, dude. I don't know because I still have my goggles on. I guess they're not called goggles.
But do you guys want to know the secret to these things, why they work? Because they're heavy cardboard black paper. You can't even see out of them.
No, they're iOS quality, which means that you are safe to look at the sun. So do these work on normal days? Like if I just want it next Tuesday, if I want to wear them and look up at the sun, can I do that?
No.
No, just for the eclipse?
Dude, Baser got these at the grocery store. I think she went into the actual optometrist and then got them.
Okay, I'm taking these off. I can't do it. I can't. All right, I'm done.
All right, man.
Let's
wow, the eclipse, man. You're going to go blind.
You didn't even have yours on.
Oh, put them back on, man. What are you, crazy? Are you getting crazy? Put your fucking glasses on, man. What are you, some sort of crazy ass?
Oh, there we go. How's that?
You all right, man?
Yeah, my wife, I was honestly going to try to go play golf after this because...
Oh, you better take your glasses, man. Are you f***ing crazy? Are you f***ing crazy?
It's supposed to rain all week here, and my wife was like, well, if you get partnered up with someone, I put an extra pair in there for you.
Hey, man, before you drive, take these.
Hey, Jimmy, hey, you want a pair of glasses? You know what I mean? No, I mean, my wife is pretty funny. She sent me that text. I was like, hey, you accidentally put two glasses in my bag. And she goes, no, that's because you said you're going to play golf. What if you get paired up with someone and they don't have any? I said, it might be a little awkward for me to be like, hey, random person that I am just meeting on the golf course, would you like to share some glasses? But,
dude.
Hey, happy Eclipse Day, everybody. Hey, let's start the show because there's big news everywhere. I know you said you needed 60 minutes to talk about the one subject. Let's go.
All right, Masters Week.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. All National right. Championship Week.
Arnold is off today. Apparently, he was on Broadway, and Morgan Wallen hit him with a chair.
No, narrowly missed him, so he has PTSD because he didn't hit anybody with the chair. You can fact check that.
And they captured audio of Arnold on Broadway after the chair got launched, and here it is.
Get out here! I know what happened last night, you mother... I'm gonna kill that man!
So that was the audio we were able to get from TMZ.
Alright, it's a damn day.
We're gonna do it live! We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville with Bazers, rancher, farmer. We have it all. We're now planting straw, crops, fertilizer, and different types of Bermuda. It's grass, Sizzin. There's going to be a lot of rain coming this week. As you alluded to. Coach, over to you, man.
Yeah, we are 1 hour and 41 minutes from the eclipse in Nashville. 1 hour, 41 minutes. No, you wanted to talk about something. Your first question to me, you said, I need 60 minutes because you were disappointed because you don't like good things happening to your friends.
I woke up to ESPN.com and it said, John Calipari to Arkansas. And I said, you have got to be kidding me. How does that happen?
Because he hated Kentucky. He wanted out of Kentucky. Kentucky hated Calipari. Calipari hated Kentucky. He hated the athletic director. He hated all the fans questioning him. He hated the lofty expectations and not living up to the hype. He was tired of them bad-mouthing Calipari. So he said, you know what? Calipari is going to take his show on the road down to Arkansas. But I don't understand.
Why would he go after a team that didn't even make the tournament?
That, I'm not really sure. It's just anywhere to get out, I think. I think he was desperate to get out of there.
Like, why wouldn't he coach at Georgia? Why wouldn't he coach at Alabama?
Because they didn't offer him the job. They have coaches.
Why didn't he coach at Western Kentucky?
Western Kentucky has no shot at winning. At least Arkansas has a shot at winning. At least Arkansas has won in the past. Here's the crazy part, is everybody freaking out. Like, it's the...
Whoa, that's crazy, man.
And I don't know if it's the eclipse or Calipari going to Arkansas. Eric Musselman has been more successful than Calipari in recent years. So I don't understand why everyone's like, oh my God, we got the better coach. We upgraded. We got John Calipari. Here's what it does. It makes Arkansas news relevant year round. Their basketball program is now going to be talked about all year round.
That's my biggest fear. Because our boss is a huge Arkansas fan. I love Billy. Love him, man. He's in Vegas right now. We might have some Vegas stories with Billy.
What's he doing?
He said he's going to do a little gambling. I got a text that he won $3K in 40 minutes, but never a text again. So then I think he won the $3K and then lost $3K or something.
There for vacation or work?
He's there for work, but he's got a lot of gambling. He went to a club last night. He went to some restaurant where they're beating the shit out of the dessert and it falls on the table and there's shit everywhere and then you eat it with your hands.
Okay.
So he's there, but Billy talked about the Cowboys a lot. It was too much. Billy talked about the Spurs a lot. It was too much. You get my point. I just feel like it's going to be a lot of Arkansas basketball. I just don't know if I'm ready for that.
Yes.
Because our boss is that big of a fan.
What I don't understand is everybody's like, oh my gosh, Calipari went because Arkansas boosters guaranteed him $5 million.
They did?
In NIL money to recruit kids. Recruiting wasn't his problem. He recruited the top guys every single year. His problem is he wouldn't change the way he tried to, quote-unquote, coach. All he was concerned about, to me, is getting guys to the NBA. He wanted to be cool and be like, I got this player in the NBA. I got this player in the NBA. So he went for the one-and-dones. If he's not willing to change his strategy of one-and-dones, it's never going to work.
Kids from Kentucky follow him to Arkansas?
100%. Kids don't go to play for a school most of the time. They're going because the coach is there. And that's why when the coach leaves, you see a lot of them say, psh, I'm out of here. I'm going to this school. I'm going to that school. I'm going to this school. Or they follow the coach to wherever he went. Sort of like Caleb Williams. He went to Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley leaves. Guess where he went? USC. Caleb Williams next day. Hey, guys, I'm out. I'm going to USC.
Do you think Arkansas takes picks away from Kansas, your team?
No.
They're close, though, geographically.
I think Calipari already had, like, he had, like, I mean, his recruiting class this year at Kentucky was ridiculous.
Right, but I mean, dude, he's going to be in the Kansas fields where you guys recruit.
He's still
pissing all over them.
He's going to recruit the exact same players he did at Kentucky to Arkansas. The question is he willing to, A, take kids out of the transfer portal, and B, is he willing to take kids that aren't one and done? Is he willing to put upperclassmen with some of the younger guys? Because if he's not, it's not going to work.
But they're going to be good, and they're going to be good quick.
Right. They're going to be good. They're going to be entertaining.
No, we need to stop using the word good. They're going to be great.
Really? When's the last great Kentucky team, right?
Arkansas. He got traded.
When is the last time Kentucky was great?
Monk.
So like in 1935?
Do you not remember Monk in the 2020s?
That was like the Obama administration.
2016, Monk, man.
I read they've won one tournament game in the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
So, yes, I just don't think he's that great of a coach. Now, he may be got lazy, fat, and happy, like, whatever, I'm cool. And now all of a sudden he's going to be reinvigorated and he's going to try to coach and it's going to be amazing. But I just believe the one-and-done era of winning with only one-and-dones is long gone. It worked in the beginning. I just don't know that's going to work anymore. And Eric Musselman went back-to-back Elite Eights. That's better than Calipari has done. So technically, it's a downgrade. But Arkansas basketball will be relevant year-round. Arkansas, with Musselman, you talked about them when they got to the tournament because they started getting hot. They started playing well. They went on a run. It wasn't like in the summer they're like, oh, my God, Musselman got another one. It wasn't talked about all the time. John Calipari is TV gold, and that's what makes Arkansas relevant again.
Yeah. They're going to be more talked about than Kansas.
Which is always the case.
But that hurts you.
That does hurt. But Calipari is always, wherever he is, he is always talked about more than anybody. And that's what he likes. He likes you to talk about him, give him the credit, but don't blame him when things go wrong.
Where did you hear the news at?
I saw it on X.
Yep. I saw it on ESPN.com, man. Were you shocked?
I was shocked because I read that Jerome Tang from Kansas State said no. Chris Beard from Ole Miss said no. So they went to their third choice was John Calipari, and he took $1 million pay cut to go to Arkansas. That tells you how much he hated Kentucky and was ready to get the hell out of there.
But it also shows you how much money he was making.
He's also super rich, and that $1 million ain't going to make a damn bit of difference in his life.
And what about the stuff we don't see? What if they said, hey, we'll get you a free steak at the steakhouse on Dixon Street every Friday night?
He doesn't ever pay for a meal in He didn't pay for a meal in Lexington. He's not paying for meals in, where the hell are they at? Fayetteville?
You think he's there now, or do you kind of chill out, or you immediately get shipped to campus?
He's there. He got there last night, probably, whenever it was all announced, because he's got to get on the phone.
Getting his greasy hands all over those basketballs.
Yes, and getting his greasy hands all over the players saying, hey, don't go to Kentucky. You need to come to Arkansas. Hey, don't. No. Kentucky's not where it's at. Knox, you need to come to... You need to come to Arkansas. Hey, other top 20 recruit. Kentucky's not where it's at. You need to come here.
But the sad thing is the Vols took a step back, and the other team that took a step back, Kansas Jayhawks. They took a step back.
I don't think we did.
This is going to hurt. You're not seeing the ramifications day one. In 365 days, on the eve of the championship of today, it will be, I bet Arkansas makes a championship. They go from not making the tournament to playing in the national championship, and I'll hang up and listen. That's the ramifications, and you're drunk if you don't think so.
Well, then I'm freaking hammered. Because I will bet you any amount of money.
I ain't betting it. But I'll tell you, Arkansas will play in the national championship.
Arkansas this season, preseason, A lot of the experts had them final four. Final four. They released, hey, final four, like before the season started, these are the teams that are going to be in Arizona.
Did they not know that they're losing Jay Will and Council?
Numerous people had Arkansas. So you never know, but I'm just telling you, Calipari has to change his stripes. If he doesn't, it's going to be the same old thing. And here's the thing about Arkansas. It's less expectations, so he doesn't feel the heat. They're just happy to have him.
Dude, he's going to be treated like a king there.
For sure. And I don't know about living in Lexington compared to Fayetteville. I don't know what's nicer, which one's better. I have no idea.
Do you think our show will move because of this trade?
No.
Are you serious?
Why would it move?
Bones is obsessed with Arkansas basketball. The team ends up being phenomenally improved, if I said that correctly. I think we moved to Arkansas. I bet he moves the whole show to Arkansas.
You've lost your damn mind.
All right.
Lost your damn mind.
I'll talk to you in a year, man.
Hey, I'll talk to you in a year when they're not in the national championship.
Hey, Ray, I'll see you on Dixon Street tonight. You going out in Arkansas?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Went there once.
Never been there. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got to talk something else, dude. Whenever we talk sports, people said they hit fast forward past it, especially you ranting about sports.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they burn out their fast forward button.
But did you watch Caitlin Clark? How much did you watch of her this weekend?
We had South Carolina. I was working in the fields and the crops and the plants and the cornrows. So I had the South Carolina game. It was part of the parlay. And I saw early on that Iowa was cooking. And I said, absolutely, holy shit. I never saw this coming in a million years. I continued to work the crops. And then the score got closer. And then the South Carolina being five deep was just too much for Superwoman being one deep, maybe two.
Did you watch it on Friday night, too, when they played UConn?
They played UConn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up. I watched Friday night, and I realized what Caitlin Clark has done for women's basketball and the eyes that, and her and Angel Reese, the rivalry, is amazing.
Ray, I was on my knees.
But watching the game reminded me why I don't watch that many of women's sports. It was hard to watch.
Because there were a lot of missed shots?
Not shots. Layups. I mean, brick and layup. I mean, it was weird. But then I bet the under 161.5 for the national championship game yesterday. And I turn it on, and they just come out on fire in the first quarter. And in the first quarter, I'm like, oh, God, this bet is dead. It is so over. Then the size of South Carolina, they were just so much bigger and more athletic.
Quicker, and they're 5 deep, bro. That girl in the middle.
Oh, my God, she's like 10 feet tall.
Yeah. Luckily, she didn't get injured the one before that, but she's going to be great.
I watched the game, and I realized Caitlin Clark is the only girl from Iowa, right, that could play for South Carolina.
South Carolina's a lot better.
Nobody else on Iowa's team could play for South Carolina.
Dude, so that tells you that Caitlin Clark manufactured 75 points. That's incredible.
Her passing, her everything. She does everything for Iowa. So Iowa basketball, I don't know much about women's basketball, but congratulations on being relevant for a couple years. We will never hear from you again. You go.
There's not another Caitlin Clark somewhere in Iowa? Yes, Ray, around the Tri-Cities area.
No. There's not another Caitlin Clark because she's the first and only Caitlin Clark. She changed. She brought eyeballs. Her three-point shooting changed the game. I don't know how long it's going to take for another one to come, but it's like Steph Curry. He started throwing threes from everywhere, and it's like, oh, a couple years later, everybody was shooting threes from everywhere.
Now we all spin around after we shoot it, Ray.
But South Carolina was awesome. Their coach was awesome. What she said after the game was awesome.
About the transgenders.
No, about how she said Caitlin Clark, like in her postgame, like on the court, she was like, what you have done for the game is unbelievable. You had so much pressure on you, and you handled it with grace all the time.
Have you heard some of the other WNBA players?
Oh, God dang.
They're doing a live broadcast.
They're hating on her.
They're actually fine to listen to because I didn't even know it was on two channels. So I just had it on some of the other WNBA announcers doing it, and they were doing a good job. And then they were saying, oh, I'd draft another girl ahead of her. They said they wouldn't even draft. Caitlin Clark won.
Which is weird. Why is it? Like, everybody has their opinion. Maybe, I don't know. I don't watch the WNBA, so I don't know. Maybe she is going to get dominated in the WNBA.
Ray, I saw Portnoy talking about it, too. Jealousy is a sauce served less cold.
No, it's just interesting.
Miss Peaches! Dummy tag.
Is that what they said?
I don't know.
What the are you talking about?
Dude, the stuff I say people get, you don't get. You're not as well-versed in all
No one knows what Peaches is.
Miss Peaches is Dave Portnoy's dog, and he always says, Miss Peaches.
Who gives a damn about Dave Portnoy's
dog? He had a hot take about Caitlin Clark. He said, stop being jealous, which I didn't realize it. A lot of the women and a lot of the sportscasters, a lot of people like to, she's a villain. A lot of people right now kind of bagging on Caitlin Clark. Even though she's amazing as she is, you said she changed the world.
Women's game.
The planet.
No, the women's game.
Ray, she stopped the eclipse the other day. Portnoy just said, hey, all these women are jealous of this chick.
Are they jealous because she's going to come into the WNBA making more than them? Endorsement deals? I mean, she's going to make so much damn money.
Well, no snap, dude. We saw it. She was the highest. She made $3 million.
Angel Reese made more.
$3 million, and then another LSU girl made in the millions, and then Clark made like 1 point something. They all made millions from NIL.
Yeah. Well, she went to Arkansas. They have $5 million available.
But you know about Caitlin Clark. I mean, you can kind of tell, right?
What?
When the mic's off, when the camera's off, you can tell she's, like, really cocky, right?
I think you have to be cocky to be that good.
Right. That's but you can tell she's kind of rude, I bet. I bet it comes out that she's mean to servers or something. I'm just making that up. I'm totally making that up. I bet that comes out.
You think when she goes to a restaurant, she's a big B to the restaurant workers?
She seems so rude. I kind of think she is.
No, I think she plays with a chip on her shoulder, and I think she's a little mouthy on the court, which I have no problem.
Ray, I like a big mouth.
No. I think having a good, like an attitude on the court and not being, like I like it when teams aren't nice to each other on the court. I don't like it when it's like, oh, ha ha, laughing and joking and hanging out with each other, like high five, oh, you know. I like it when there's a little bit of animosity on the court. like they used to have. Now they're all just friends. So you don't feel that.
Yeah, because now there's Instagram and you can follow people. Back in the day, you didn't even know who you were showing up to play. Who are you? You're from another town? Screw you.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That's so a good point.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I would in high school. You go up and you didn't even know any of these players. Boomer, before he plays a team, he sees video footage of all of them. There's an app where he can click in and watch their games. He knows what every dude looks like before he plays them. Kind of fascinating.
That is weird. Because, like, in the NBA, it's not like you were communicating with the other team before you played with them.
And, I mean, before SportsCenter, they didn't even see some of the highlights.
Damn, I didn't even think. Yeah, well, yeah, they had to have tape, right?
Yeah. But who's really watching that?
Well, probably in film session, they probably all are.
Some of them are. Giannis says he doesn't even know. He's like, I don't study any of the guys. He goes, on the court, that's a surprise to me how they play.
Seriously?
Yeah, he said it about
a month. He goes, Johnny Manziel?
He said it a month ago. Giannis, I don't know if that's the clip you want getting out there. He goes, I learned it on the court, on the fly.
I mean, yeah,
you guys are probably going to get knocked out. It's a Celtics-Nuggets world. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
There ain't nobody, the Clippers, there might be it. Other than that, the Bucks, get out of here. Dame's, he was partying in the Dominican Republic at the same resort I was this summer, dude.
I think Dame's washed.
Yeah, he is. He doesn't really have an inside game.
I think the Trailblazers were smart to just go ahead and, hey, you know what? Go on. Bye. Good riddance. Like, you were a superstar. Now you're a okay guy.
He's washed. Middleton's a year older. And who'd they lose? That one guy to the Nuggets.
Drew to the Nuggets.
George Karl. Karl Malone. Hey, who'd they lose?
They lost Drew Holiday to the Celtics.
That's what it was.
He's
they
good.
Brought in Dame. He's good.
He's really good.
And that's why I don't love the Celtics, because they lost Marcus Smart.
Drew Holiday is better than Marcus Smart.
Right, but Marcus Smart is a glue guy that fires up a team. And we can't talk sports, man. People fast forward.
But we're talking Caitlin Clark and everything about her.
Ray, she's polarizing.
She is.
Yeah.
People hate her. People love her.
I watched it.
I mean, but I'm going to say this. If there's a futures bet out there, go ahead and bet UConn women to win the national title next year.
Why?
That Paige girl that was on their team this year, she's coming back for another year, and the number one high school recruit in the country committed to UConn women. So I'm going with them.
She's probably
going
to go to Arkansas.
Oh, you think she's going to play for John Calipari?
You realize how far-reaching that is. It affects the football program. It affects the town.
It affects the football program?
Yeah.
How?
It affects everything.
Why does it? How does it help the football?
Bro, this is generational. You think you want to know how much tougher our jobs just got? We're going to be taking trips to Arkansas broadcasting live. Our jobs just flipped on their dicks overnight, and you don't even realize it.
No, I don't realize.
No, you don't.
I don't. I guess maybe I'm out of touch.
Dude, you don't realize the biggest college basketball coach ever just went to our boss's team.
Ever?
Yeah.
You mean biggest, like, name-wise?
Yeah.
Okay, not best.
Dude, all the new publicity they're going to get, all right. The fundraisers we're going to be doing for Arkansas, all the times we're going to Arkansas, I told you, broadcasting, we're going to be trying to do all this other different radio stuff. We're trying to do TV, radio, Facebook Live, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, all of it, man. All of it has changed in one night. The same night the f***ing eclipse hit, man. Everything changed, and you're too dumb to realize it.
I'm pretty dumb.
You didn't believe in YouTube until you were forced to, man. And I had to tell you about YouTube. Now I'm telling you about Arkansas. I don't know what you payments you got on your house. You need to put your house up for sale. We're moving to Arkansas.
So I need to start looking at real estate in Fayetteville.
Ray, I did what you said. I listed my house. Thanks, man, for the advice.
Hey, Ray, I got a great pad right down the street from Dixon Street. Great school district. I mean, my kids are pumped.
The funniest thing is I don't even know if it's called Dixon Street. I went there one time, dude, and partied balls. Wasn't I randomly talking about the shots that we had, me and Ahmad walking through the water?
Yeah, the ice shots.
How was I talking about that?
And then I have no idea.
And he got traded. Man.
I don't know, but
I've already got merchandise Bones gave me from Arkansas. It's worth more. I got a jersey with my damn name on it. Worth more. I woke up and it's worth $50 more probably. All this Arkansas gear we have, worth more. All of it, dude.
Because a coach went there?
Yes.
What? Why? What has Calipari done that is so amazing?
Dirt. Dude, you're going to turn on SportsCenter.
Tell me.
There's going to be something on SportsCenter about Arkansas every damn day for the next 365 days. And that's just small scale. Over the next 5 years, everything changes, dude. He's talking about being in politics in Arkansas. You don't think Calipari is going to talk to Bones? Bones is going to get in on Arkansas? He ends up making a run for office? You don't think we're going to be splitting time in Fayetteville? Little Rock, where the hell are they?
Fayetteville.
There's got to be Arkansas Little Rock campus.
Arkansas Little Rock. That's where Chris Beard got his start.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm telling you, man. I would not be shocked. I would not be shocked. I hope you've enjoyed your time in Nashville.
So,
dude, Calipari didn't just get traded. Whole damn Bobby Bone Show got traded. We're moving to Arkansas.
All right. We'll be right back. I guess we should talk about the national championship tonight, maybe. I don't know. I mean, Edie versus Klingon, the freaking Twin Towers. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of big ass dudes in the lane. It's going to be boring as hell. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, right? So after that hot start in the national championship game,
I got a divorce, right?
They, in the fourth quarter, they slowed it way down because South Carolina was up. And I'm like, guys, just pull it out. I had 161.5 under. Finished at 162.
162.
The night before, Ray, I took UConn over 68 or over 86.5. Alabama decides not to foul in the last minute. They finish with 86 points.
Oh, when you've been missing by hooks, guys, that's when you got to take a little bit of time off of betting.
Back to back, nasty hooks got me.
Yeah.
I mean, the one time I want them to foul, Alabama's like, nah, we're good. Down by 12, we're not going to foul. I'm like, mother, foul.
You need
foul.
To take a break from gambling. I got a number for you. That just means bad luck right now is on your side. You got to wash yourself.
Oh, yeah. I was just like the women's game. I was just like, okay. I saw something on Twitter right before the game said the national championship has gone under the last 7 years. I was like, all right, I'll bet it just because I'm going to watch it. Why not? Let's see. And I'm sitting there at the end going, miss it, Miss it. Oh, man. Caitlin Clark drained a three. Miss it. Layup. Oh, damn. And I'm as the fourth quarter is going down, I'm like, I have 31 points to spare. First shot, three-pointer. All right, down to 28. Oh, down to 26. Free throw made, down to 25. Okay. And I counted it down all the way.
That's an over-under. That's what you do.
And then it hit with like a minute and 2 seconds left.
You've never done more math in your life, guys, if you bet an over-under in college basketball. Because you'll always say, okay, half of that, 4 minutes, 2 minutes, what is that, times two? Okay, perfect. You're always crunching numbers. You'll always know if you or your buddy, because it's easy to follow the spread, plus seven, minus six, plus four. You just watch that as it's going. But the over-under, because you're always doing the math. Okay, so if they don't score here, perfect, then they can score 8 points in the next 2 minutes. You always know the buddy that bet the over-under because he's doing math the entire game.
Yeah, and then I flipped it over. I mean, I never watch golf unless it's a major, and I just – the game was over, and I flipped it over in the Valero Texas Open. Holy crap,
dude. It was great. It was great. I saw the very end of that. We finished in the yard, dude. We were out working, hammering out the grounds for about 8 hours planting corn. We're going to harvest some corn this fall.
Love it. Can I get a couple ears?
Yeah, we'll shuck you and get you, man.
Thanks, man.
We'll get you. But yeah, we tuned in. We had Bethea. He was up six with nine holes remaining.
Oh, my God.
We bet him at the beginning. I bet we bet him on Saturday because he was up six, and I was like, plus 130. He's probably going to remain in the front. It'd be a colossal collapse. So he still was up six with nine holes to play.
Dude, it wasn't even a collapse.
Bro, McCarthy hit five, six birdies in a row. Should have won the damn thing.
I mean, the nuts, okay.
They both drain putts on 18.
Well, that's the thing.
To put it into overtime.
McCarthy, boom, hits the birdie. And so he is up one. He is up one, and the dude still has an 11-foot putt to force the playoff. His legs had to be just going, he had to be shaking in his freaking jock.
But, I mean, do you shake in your jock on the morning show?
I don't have a putt.
No, bro, because it's your fucking job, you don't shake. That's his job. He's trained himself. He's given himself mechanisms to not be nervous. Whereas,
so you're telling me
any person would be nervous on your position, on your job. What's your job? Co-host. Anybody in the world outside of President Trump, because he's confident. Outside of
former president
would be nervous in your shoes, but you're not because it's your job. These golfers,
oh my God, you are such an idiot,
dude. The golfers train themselves to not be nervous. Why are we not? Why are we? Well, we never play for money, but when we golf, dude, we don't damn ever play for money or position or anything. If we actually played in a real tournament, you would be shaking like a leaf. You would
exactly
shake the shit out of it, and so would I. Because we don't have that pressure ever. These guys live with that pressure.
You are telling me these dudes don't get nervous. That's why they've never won a tournament. And they go on to 18 with a two-stroke lead. And they yank it into the water. You know why? Because they're nervous as hell.
Hey, who yanked in the water? McCarthy.
Exactly.
Did you see him chili dip it?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. The dude steps up with big nuts and hits the 11-foot putt and ties it. And he starts going crazy, high-fiving people.
Bethea.
Dude, they come back from commercial and they're like, oh, we got a situation here. He's grabbing his shoulder trying to massage it.
They said he cheered too hard and he said his shoulder went out of socket.
Yes, and you see him, he tees off, boom, hits, and then he calls for a trainer.
And my question is, do all those guys have a trainer on staff?
I guess so.
So there's 160 trainers there.
Or is it just the tournament provides a trainer? I don't know.
So his trainer comes out there, and they got all the cameras and everything, and so Bethea goes, hey, can I go behind a shed or something? I don't feel like taking my shirt off to get my arm taped in front of all these random people on television and around the world.
So they go to commercial, and you don't know if this dude's going to be able to continue.
All the while, homie chili dipped, and he's just got to look at his ball floating in the
creek. Hey, it's just floating down the little creek, down to the river walk, you know what I mean? And
dude,
I'm like,
dude, we don't even chili dip the way that he chili dipped.
Oh, shut the...
Bro. He was 80 out and chili dipped it.
We do it all the time.
That was awesome because in that instant, I knew Bethea won.
No, you didn't know Bethea won.
I
was thinking Bethea wasn't going to be able to continue.
And then his wife or fiance is just corn cobbed. She was so damn nervous, she couldn't even force a smile, dude.
I do not like the way they zoom in on the wife or girlfriend of players. Like, let's see their reaction. It's like, yo, They're nervous.
I mean, do we see the wife? Like, LeBron, do we ever see her? His wife?
She's never at the games.
Oh. Why in golf is it
Steph
just
Steph Curry, we do.
Why is it just common where we see a wife?
I don't know. They always zoom in on the family as they're making their way. But what I'm saying is, they go to commercial, and he's going to get his arm worked on. I'm like, if this dude has to withdraw.
He didn't work on his arm. He went and cranked one off.
If he has to withdraw, this is unbelievable. Dude just chili dipped in the water. Dude needs to pull out a putter and putt it up there because he's got a two-stroke advantage.
He was pretty calm when he came out of there, though. That's why I think he just snapped one off, honestly. He had 5 minutes.
And he put it on the green. He gets out, and then he interviews out, and he's like, yeah, man. When I went to, and then when he won, he high-fived with the other hand because he said, yeah, I got a little, I high-fived and it popped out of socket, but they were able to pop it back in. I'm like, what? He goes, it does that a lot.
So,
wow.
Guys, look to bet him. I know you're at your computer right now, bored at your job. Batia, he's hotter than shit. He's been hot for about a month, if you guys have been following. And guess what? He's the only guy that's played this putt, pass, and kick tournament in the Masters, and now he's playing the Masters.
Pretty cool. It was fantastic. I loved it. I was watching it. I was like, this is fun. And my two-year-old's watching, and I before the putt, on McCarthy, I said, is he going to make it? He goes, he make it. And he made it. And then Batia gets up there, and I said, is he going to make it or miss it? And he goes, make it.
He knew both those were going in?
And he called it. And I'm like, damn, dude, I need to take him to the blackjack or the roulette table, tell him what number.
Dude, he saw the line of the angle on
he
the putt?
He did. And then he goes, he going to chili dip. And he chili dipped it. I'm like, how did you know that?
It was cool that they made those putts, but that Valero course seemed like it was pretty easy to make some putts.
That Valero course is awesome.
Have you played it?
Yeah. Dude.
That's sick.
That's the course that little inside baseball.
Did you hit it in the creek on 18?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
This is back when I didn't even know how to play golf. Dude, I was so terrible. Played it with Bucky. And I was playing that course when I got a call from Bobby. He's like, what are you doing?
Nothing, man. I'm using the restroom.
And I said, playing golf. And he was like, oh, was going to invite you to play golf. Needed to talk to you about something.
Oh, I'd love to play 36 holes.
And I said, oh, okay. He goes, we'll just talk in the morning.
Am I fired?
Well, that's kind of where I thought we were going with this. Because I was like, what the hell?
It's been a good run, Bobby.
And so that's when the next morning he calls me into the conference room, and I'm like, and he has all these papers in front of him, and I'm like, and he has the bosses in there, and I was like, oh my God, I really am getting fired. I remember playing. I mean, he called me, and I was on the green putting. He called me again, and by the time I could call him back, he texted me. That's how important this was on this course.
Yeah, Bobby, I got the email, text, and call. How can I help?
And that's when he slid the paper across to me and he said, hey, man, I need you to sign right there so you won't disclose this information to anybody. I was like, okay, he goes, I'm moving to Nashville.
Damn.
I was like, oh, he goes, yeah, they want me to move up there, so I'm leaving Austin. And he just sat there. And I'm like, okay. And he let me sit there like that for a minute and 12 seconds.
Okay, coach.
No joke. I was like, well, that's good. I'm happy for you. What the hell are you supposed to say? And then that's when he goes, and I want you to come with me. Oh, my God.
Well, but I was on that. We're going to need to come to a number.
That's the course I was on when that all went down.
Wow. Finally, we had a story people wouldn't fast forward through. That was good, dude.
I mean, that was it, dude. I mean, I haven't played that course since, man. Need to go back and play. Are you okay?
Those days when we all got called in the conference room, dude. Freaking terrifying.
I mean, he said.
He had me thinking that I was going to some other show in Nashville. He goes, would you go work for a Nashville show and get paid full time? I go, yeah, I mean, that's better than what I'm getting paid right now. And he goes, all right, man. Well, you're all set. Here you go. And then he goes, oh, yeah, it's our show that you're going to go work for. I was like, cool, man. Cool, baby. I'm coming. I'm coming to you, Baser. Coming to Nashville. I didn't know Baser then.
I know.
Oh.
That was before you were married. All right.
I said, I'm coming.
we'll take a break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Just want to give you an update. The eclipse has started. Got a text from my wife.
I heard guys during the eclipse become flaccid.
Okay. She said, FYI, the eclipse has started, but it's really cloudy here.
And then probably hit me up.
My sister-in-law sent a picture, says, for now, we have a view, and it's my father-in-law and her looking up at the sun with their glasses on. Full eclipse coverage here on the Sore Losers podcast. National championship tonight. Why the does it start at 8:40 or 8:20?
I ain't even watching it.
Why? Why not start it at 7:30 Central Time so it can be over by 9:30? They can play one shining moment and I can be in bed by 10. Instead, I gotta wait, stay up for one shining moment, and it's gonna be 11 o'clock. They do this every year, and I'm old and I bitch.
Yeah, I'm pissed, man. All my parlays are effed. I really need the Suns to win out. I need the Avalanche to win out. Probably not going to happen. They both screwed themselves in the dick this weekend. So I need both of them to win four games. There's about a week left of hockey and NBA. I need Suns and Avs to win out. If they did, I'll be retiring because I'm going to win a quarter of a million. But they're not going to win out, so I'll still be here.
I mean, the Suns, who did they lose to? The Pelicans yesterday?
They were up 10. They ended up losing by 10. And then you had the Clippers down 24-1. That's the NBA.
They were down 24-1?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who do they play?
That's the NBA.
The Jazz.
Yeah.
No Kawhi, though.
The good thing is, really?
Yeah, Kawhi, I think, sat out yesterday.
The good thing is the Suns play the Clippers for two games, and then they still need the Clippers to lose a couple more. But it's possible, not probable.
Yeah, I picked up Kyle Gibson for my fantasy baseball team yesterday because I needed another starter, and he was pitching against the Marlins, who hadn't won a damn game all year. Kyle Gibson went out and pitched 1 1/3 innings and gave up 7 earned runs. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, I told Justin, I go, hey, man, on Saturday, we went and did Broadway before Wallen threw the chair. And I told Justin, I said, hey, man, this will start off our parlay for the weekend. Detroit Tigers, baby. I said, Azuchel, I think their ace pitcher was pitching. I said, Tigers are going to win, dude. Dude, it was like 6-0 in the first inning.
Yeah,
he was like Thanks. Good inside info on the Tigers. Bro, the game started at noon. I looked at my phone at no less at 12:15, and they were down 6. I was like, my bad on the weekend parlay, family. I mean, the equivalent to that is an NFL team down 35-0.
Oh, dude, you turn it on, it's 21-0 in the first quarter. You're like, oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, how the hell did that happen?
That was pretty bad.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I don't know why we started the game so late, but, I mean, whatever. It's cool. I'll watch it.
I'm not. I'll be in bed for the whole thing. If I have to wake up to another heart attack, dude, I can't take it. This morning, I already knew shit was going south with the Suns. I knew that was all effed. Oh, look at my phone. What the? Calipari to Arkansas. If I wake up tomorrow and Purdue won the national championship.
If Zach Edey wins the national title, I give up.
I literally can't take two heart attacks in a row. I can't.
I mean, Zach Edey, you might be a nice guy, but dude, you should not be winning a national title.
For once in my life, I want to wake up to a phone, no emails, no text messages, and ESPN says, a very boring night, it was all chalk. I just once want to wake up to that.
It was never a game. UConn led from the start.
It was a mistake. Calipari was joking. He's back at Kentucky. I just want a normal morning, dude. I don't need this heart rate monitor going up and down, spiking.
Yeah.
I'm nearly 40.
And you're going to die of a heart attack when?
72. And I just heard you and Morgan, number one, two, talking behind the scenes. You guys were talking about grass. She was saying she had to mow her grass. I've never thought we were as old as hearing some of us are in our conversations.
No, I wasn't talking about the grass. I was talking about how, damn, I was looking at the weather. And I said, man, it looks like it's going to rain all week in Nashville. She goes, really? I was going to mow my grass today. I was like, I didn't ask when you were going to mow your grass. Like, dude, I don't give a damn.
We sounded so old.
I mean, it's part of where we are in life, though.
But I'm not Amy. Amy wants to stay young. Dude, I will age and age. I'm fine with all that. But just to hear the conversation topics change, it just took me a minute.
It's like my wife this weekend. We didn't go to the NSC game on Saturday because we had a long day and it was going to be kind of cold. And we're like, we don't want to take the kids in the cold. And so we're like going to have a nice chill night at home. And then she goes, oh, Mary just texted me and asked if I want to go to a concert at the Ryman tonight.
Speaking of old, Lunch just had his flashlight on his phone.
No, that's because I was trying to press up and I accidentally hit the flashlight. Because I was trying to look at my wife's text about the eclipse.
Dude, only 7-year-old people at Disneyland do that.
Anyway, I'm like, oh, really? You're going to go? So I'm going to be here with all three kids? Yeah. Okay, yeah, you go with Mary. You have fun. And my wife got home. I don't know. I was already asleep. And she told me that it took them an hour and 30 minutes to get out of the parking garage. And she didn't get home till 1:15 in the morning.
Always leave early.
And she was like, good God. It was a nightmare.
Always leave early.
Said it just because she goes, we got to the concert like right as it was starting. So we had to park in the bottom of the parking garage.
Who was playing the MLS team?
No, it's at the Ryman.
Who?
I don't know who. She doesn't even know who it was.
Turnpike Troubadour?
No, Black Puma? Or the Black Pumas? I don't know.
Right, it was Panda. Designer?
No, I don't know. Black Puma.
Oh, what do you know?
Tour.
Hey, look over there. What do you know, man? What'd I tell you? The next 365 days, Arkansas is going to be on my TV.
It's not. Oh, my God. Let's see. Oh, maybe this isn't them because Black Pumas, they were in Fontainebleau, France on June 27th. Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know who she went to see, but she said it was chaos. There was people everywhere. Couldn't get out of there.
Hey, look at the TV. Yeah, look, what's going to be on our TV for 365 days?
But my question to you is, what has he done that is so amazing?
2012 national title with Kentucky.
2000 what?
12.
How many years ago was that?
12.
Okay. How many wins does he have in the NCAA tournament in the past 5 years?
Was it 1-5?
Yeah. So I'm telling you, it's going to make him relevant because they're going to be talked about, but he's going to have to change. And leave it to Calipari to steal the spotlight from the national championship.
And leave it to our boss. Somebody needs to do a welfare check on him because his team got bounced out of the tournament and now they just lost their coach.
No, he was happy because when I talked to him after the loss, he goes, it's time for him to go.
Oh, okay.
it's time for him to go. And I think it was the Black Pumas, dude. I'm looking at the Ryman right here.
Hey, you know how CMT tickets, or CMT was last night in Austin?
Yeah.
Trying to get some friends a couple of tickets.
How'd that go?
Didn't get them. Apparently, we don't have the poll that we used to.
Oh, I got a lot of texts. Hey, you in town? Hey, are you here? I got another one. Hey, let's meet up before the concert. Let's grab a drink. And I was like, what concert? And they're like, oh, shut up. You know you're in town for the CMTs. I was like, didn't even know where they were. Didn't know where they – had no idea. Where are they? And they're like, oh. And I said, oh, I hope all is well. And she said, yep, me and Ben are doing a great job being co-parents. It's tough with girls, but we're getting through it. I'm like, oh, didn't know you and Ben broke up. Okay, cool. So that was her way of breaking the news to me that she got divorced, I guess.
Dude, I text the boss. I said, hey, man, can you get tickets? And he goes, probably not. That was 8 a.m. Never got a text confirmation back. So,
So
the tickets, they didn't progress. There was no conversation at all. Is there a follow up?
Probably not. No, that's not a definite nothing. No or a yes. Yeah.
Just nothing. Dude, back in the day, I got South Beach tickets to Sam Hunt at Dodger Stadium, Kip Moore in San Diego, Jason Aldean in Las Vegas, and about to be George Strait in Phoenix. And now I can't even get two CMT tickets.
Oh, that's
times
weird.
Have changed, bro.
Hey, times are tough.
Man, this is a different world we live in.
Our star
is not dying, dude. Getting recognized left and right at Broadway downtown. Heads up.
For the pod?
When I was bar hopping, yes, pod.
Sore Losers Nation, all right.
Just telling you right now, if you're bouncing around to bars on Broadway, get ready to take some pictures. My friends at one point go, the one guy had never even met me, and he goes, who are you? What is good? Like, people were confused at our table why people were taking pictures with me. It was a little much. Just giving you a heads up.
Okay. And if any of the female listeners live in Nashville and you guys play co-ed soccer, we could really use you. Like really actually play. I don't want someone that just to play because you want to be on my team. I need people that actually play soccer because we have one female on the roster. New season starts, supposed to be this week, probably rained out, so probably next week. Let us know.
And unconfirmed report that chair that Morgan Wallen threw, Arnold was sitting in it before he threw it.
Oh, he was?
It was territorial. Arnold apparently was in that chair at one point.
Damn, didn't know that.
Yeah, but he is okay.
Good.
Yeah.
But we're giving him a day to get over it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody have a good Monday. I don't know. I know Ray's sad, but whatever.
But I'm telling you, dude, sometimes the news just falls into your lap. The eclipse, John Calipari, and Morgan Wallen throwing a chair. The show pretty much wrote itself today. Sorry if it was sports heavy.
It was pretty sports heavy.
But there were some good things that you're going to listen to and love because it's inside info that you're not going to hear anywhere else.
Yeah, you heard it here first. We're moving to Arkansas. The show is moving to Arkansas. Don't tell anybody.
All right. Look at this guy. I mean, the guy on TV is still talking about it. Look at this. They're still talking about it. You don't listen to me. Dude, it's going to be on your television every day.
It's not going to be on there every day.
Boosters, Arkansas. I mean, it's all over the TV. You don't listen to me. This is what it's going to be.
I don't. Right, it's on the TV right now because it happened today. Like, it happened last night. So you got to give it a couple days. Once the recruits start flipping, then you'll hear about it for a while. Going into next season, they'll start talking about it again. But over the summer, it'll be kind of quiet.
Guess we know where the Sore Losers Convention next year is going to be.
Where? Fayetteville.
Fayetteville.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to be moving.
Look who's on the TV. Bro.
Right. They have to talk about it right now.
Look. Bro, they can't even do one other segment. This is it. There's an eclipse. It's about to close the world.
Oh, my God. They're talking about the college basketball right now. That's okay. It's okay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.